LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 39. This is the podcast that is reading through the Bible in a year. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome. It's great to see you today. If this is your first time, I'm really happy to see you. And if you are a returning listener, thank you very much for being a part of the family. If you'd like to contact me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. I'm still coming to you from a very hot studio, as mentioned yesterday, but I'll keep you updated. Since this is Wednesday, our reading today is from the book of Psalms, chapters 15 through 17. If you'd like to know what Bible translations I'm using today, that info is at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Just look for the episode number 39. This is a listener-supported show. I'll never take any outside advertisers, and thus, support from you is needed and very much appreciated. For more information about why outside advertisers will never appear on the show and how you can donate, go to lifespringmedia.com/support. And please keep in mind the air conditioner repairs that I'm facing as you pray about how you might support us. Let's get started. Psalm chapter 15. Lord, who may enter your temple? Who may worship on Zion, your sacred hill? Those who obey God in everything and always do what is right, whose words are true and sincere, and who do not slander others. They do no wrong to their friends, nor spread rumors about their neighbors. They despise those whom God rejects, but honor those who obey the Lord. They always do what they promise, no matter how much it may cost. They make loans without charging interest, and cannot be bribed to testify against the innocent. Whoever does these things will always be secure. Psalms chapter 16. Protect me, God, because I depend on you. Some of you have said to the Lord, "You are my Lord. Every good thing I have comes from you." But you have also said about the gods of this land, "They are my powerful gods. They are the ones who make me happy." But those who worship other gods will have many troubles. I will not share in the gifts of blood they offer to their idols. I will not even say their names. Lord, you give me all that I need. You support me. You give me my share. My share is wonderful. My inheritance is very beautiful. I praise the Lord because he taught me well. Even at night he put his instructions deep inside my mind. I always remember that the Lord is with me. He is here, close by my side, so nothing can defeat me. So my heart and soul will be very happy. Even my body will live in safety, because you will not leave me in the place of death. You will not let your faithful one rot in the grave. You will teach me the right way to live. Just being with you will bring complete happiness. Being at your right side will make me happy forever. Psalms chapter 17. Hear a just cause, O Lord. Give heed to my cry. Give ear to my prayer, which is not from deceitful lips. Let my judgment come forth from your presence. Let your eyes look with equity. You have tried my heart. You have visited me by night. You have tested me, and you find nothing. I have purposed that my mouth will not transgress. As for the deeds of men, by the word of your lips I have kept from the paths of the violent. My steps have held fast to your paths. My feet have not slipped. I have called upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Incline your ear to me. Hear my speech. Wondrously show your loving kindness, O Savior of those who take refuge at your right hand from those who rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who despoil me, my deadly enemies who surround me. They have closed their unfeeling heart. With their mouth they speak proudly. They have now surrounded us in our steps. They set their eyes to cast us down to the ground. He is like a lion that is eager to tear, and as a young lion lurking in hiding places. Arise, O Lord, confront them, bring them low. Deliver my soul from the wicked with your sword, from men with your hand, O Lord, from men of the world whose portion is in this life, and whose belly you fill with your treasure. They are satisfied with children, and leave their abundance to their babes. As for me, I shall behold your face in righteousness. I will be satisfied with your likeness when I awake. Today in chapter 15, David describes the kind of person that God is pleased with, the kind of person that God welcomes into his temple. He closes with these words, "Whoever does these things will always be secure." How wonderful it is to be secure in God. And for those whose trust is in Jesus, that confidence should be unshakable. We have that promise. In chapter 16, David describes the devotion and confidence he has in God. I love the way he closes this chapter. He says, "Just being with you will bring complete happiness. Being at your right side will make me happy forever." Isn't that beautiful? Chapter 17 sees David crying out to God for protection from his enemies. In case you don't know, there were several times in David's life where many men were seeking to destroy him. Even though David's trust was in God, he feared for his safety. I think all of us can relate to David here. We know that God is on our side, but sometimes we're fearful because we can't see a way out. We don't know how God will deliver us, and that lack of knowledge plants fear in our heart. But time and time again in Scripture, God tells us, "Fear not." It's okay to pray like David did in this psalm. He said, "O Lord, give heed to my cry, give ear to my prayer." God will hear you, beloved. The night may be dark, but the sunrise is only a short time away. Let me know your thoughts. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. I'd love to hear from you. Tomorrow we'll read Job 11 through 12. This podcast does need your support. Find out more at lifespringmedia.com/support. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thank you for being with me today. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.